Come to order. Madam Clerk, can we have roll call, please?
Special meeting of the Orange Cove City Council, Tuesday, April 4th, 2017, 6 o'clock p.m. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Garrison.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia.
Here.
Minerva Pineda.
Present.
Josie Cervantes.
Present.
Staff, City Manager Sam Escobar.
Here.
City Attorney Dan McCloskey.
Present.
And Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Okay, I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the invocation and ask the Vice Mayor if she could lead us in prayer.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this time that you have set aside for us for this special council meeting, Lord. And I ask that you bless this meeting, Father God, and bless everybody that's here today, Lord. And just everybody in the community, Father, that you may help them. Those that are in dire need, that you may be there for them. And anybody that needs a healing, that you may heal them, Lord. And we thank you just for everything, for you've given us so much in the city, Lord. And we thank you. We're very much that grateful for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now you should pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to be on the agenda closed session, number one closed session.
Mayor, Council, can I add that one item for the April 30th, the April 9th event? The radio station actually is paying for that event. And I think that is the day that Lalo Mora is supposed to be here, which is this weekend. But for the April 30th, if I can add that to the agenda for approval.
Oh, okay. Okay, what do you want to add?
Just before closed session.
Before that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. All right, do we need a motion for that, sir?
Yeah, that should be fine. I think it did this come up after the posting.
Do we need a motion to go ahead and put that?
I'll go ahead and make a motion, go ahead and approve.
Put it on the agenda.
To be put on the agenda, the dance that's coming up on the 9th at the Victor P. Lopez Center.
April
30th.
Okay.
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Mr. Escobar?
So the item, Mayor and Council, is the radio station has been, they were working with this group, Lalo Mora, to have them come to Orange Cove, and that they're going to be in the area. It was a last minute thing, and I told the gentleman from the radio station that I couldn't approve it myself. He wanted to use it for free. I said, well, you can use it if you pay for it. So that's what he's going ahead and doing, is paying for the community center for this, to use it on a Sunday. And then what we're having here is April 30th, which is the week before Cinco de Mayo, is what he wants to do, a Cinco de Mayo event down there at the community center. Because he says other cities are actually doing the weekend of, and so it'll compete too much, and so he wants to do it the week before. And that's where he'll have a couple of bands. Consul Mexicano will be there, so it'll be a pretty large event.
Have you let the events committee know about this?
No.
I think they should be notified to see if they have any functions going on first.
For that weekend?
Well, I don't know.
I know they had talked about doing a Cinco de Mayo, but that was never ever clarified, or whether they're going to have any Cinco de Mayo event.
Yeah, well, I think that before it goes to the committee, sister, is that the management has to be informed, and the council, before we because there's no need of him going to the events committee if it hasn't been approved by the city council, you know. So Sam is bringing it to our attention, but I would say that personally, what I'm going to say is that I would wish that anybody that wishes to use the center to please advise us with ample time and everything. It's only fair and it's right. Now, they were thinking they were going to get this thing free. Now they're going to pay for it, right?
For the 9th. So that one's done. So but for the 30th, they would like to use it for free.
Uh-huh.
As part of the conversation we had. And I told him, I said, I can't give you every single time you come because you're having way too many events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something I think the council's going to have to determine, whether we're going to do two or three events for free for the radio station.
Yeah.
To allow them, you know, per year, to allow us to use their radio station for information out to the public.
Yeah.
Or like what that's going
to
be.
Come to the council and ask for the 30th. We have, we'll have two meetings in April. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they start advertising like for that event here pretty soon. Just so
well,
they
the thing is too is that if that's allowed, and other people, other entities are going to want to do the same thing too.
And you got, you know, you can't pick and choose who you want it to be used by.
Yeah, but the situation here is that the gentleman offered us free publicity on the radio. Radio time is very expensive, and he's always been accessible to the city of Orange Coast. You know, and that's the only reason that we as a council decided to do it, because of having the radio station at our demand, if we need it, that we can announce anything. And the guy's responsible individual. And that was the only reason that I would, you know, basically, private enterprise is private enterprise. It's a big difference. Or, for example, let's say daycare, or let's say community center, or Lions Club, or the chamber, we let them have it free. You know, because they're non-profits. You know, they're not there to make a profit. You know, now what, this one they were talking about, what date is this?
April 30th.
This one?
It's the weekend before Cinco de Mayo.
This is the
30th?
Yeah. Yeah. The 9th, they're talking about the 9th right
now. It has the 9th right here.
But the 30th, Jake can come and ask about the 30th.
But the 9th that's on there, they're paying for it already. So they're paying it like a regular user. So they're paying the $1,400.
So what you're asking, what they're asking is just for the 30th?
Yes.
And kind of ratify the 9th as well, but they'll pay for it.
But they're paying for the night, or they're paying full cost of
so
them,
paying
like,
the
a
night.
Like a regular rental.
They're paying for it.
So, Sam, they want to, they're asking to waive the fees on the 30th?
On the 30th, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's what comes before council.
Yeah.
And they are the radio
station.
What's
the capacity of the commission?
So, Victor, you're what, not
450, I think.
450?
Yeah.
And the mayor's right, if non-profits, there's a reason to do it for non-profits,
exactly.
Because they have a different goal and objective to help people. And
you know, when Sam and myself met with the gentleman, you know, he was very supportive of the City of Orange County. He said, whatever you need from me, I'll be willing to do it, you know, to do it free at no cost to the city. And when you have people like that, because we always get people that don't want to do nothing, don't give you nothing, they want everything free, and we can't do that, you know. I because the council made an exception to work with a radio station, it's the only reason that I was supportive. If it had not been that way, I would have never voted for it. And what do we instruct the manager that from here on out, that it's gotta be way in advance so that the council can be able to think about it and not the last minute situation like that.
And that's the conversation I had with him. I was pretty blunt with him in the, you know, how fast he wanted it. And I said, I can't do that. I can't just have a special meeting every time you come in. Because you're going to have it by next week.
There's other
next
people
week.
That book the community center.
So when he does that, he makes sure that we have it available. So here's what he says. The 30th of April is, they're celebrating the day of the kids. So Dia del Niño. And also Cinco de Mayo. So they're going to have Mexican Consulate and Bell Children's Hospital will be there. And also the Mexican Consulate. They're going to be giving out bikes for the kids. And then also Valley Children's, from Valley Children's. And then VA will be giving out hard hats from the VA hospital. Mm-hmm. So they're doing like a day, a kids' day.
Is the church working with them?
I don't know, Mayor, if they are for this one or not.
Normally the church, what do you call that organization?
The Knights of Columbus.
The Knights of Columbus normally works for them, and they make some money for the church. I don't know. Normally they always get informed. So.
Well, maybe if they don't pay for it, they can give like a donation of what they get.
Yeah, I require them to.
Yeah.
Percentage,
like a percentage or something.
If we waive it, if they charge, are they going to have charge or not?
Well, they're going to.
They charge. They're going to have vendors, so they're going to have money coming in.
Yeah. You know, I seen one of the events and it was a big flop. Okay, I seen what happened. It was a big flop because it cost money to hire bands and everything.
I attended to the first day,
the last two or three.
And it was a very, very good turnout. Where I disagree is that they were charging for parking.
In the parking lot.
So in the parking lot, they were charging $10 per parking. I disagree. Yeah. Totally disagree on that.
Yeah. Well, see, all those things have to be identified. Mm-hmm. You know.
You wish for us to check, maybe see if they give us 50% of those proceeds from the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, people are already paying $35, you know, $40.
Their tickets, and I don't know if they do VIP.
You know, now they're parking outside where they're risking getting their cars broken into. You know, I disagree on that.
I think the last dance they had.
It was a very good turnout, very, very good.
I think the last dance they had two security guards.
I only seen one.
That's what I'm saying, I.
Okay, what are we gonna talk about? Are we gonna give one day free and then charge the other one?
Well, the ninth, we already charged them.
Yeah.
Oh, you charged them already?
Already charged them.
So the 30th is.
The 30th is what he's asking for.
Okay, Sam, and can you ask them to have the adequate amount of security?
Absolutely.
For the amount of, you know.
Of people.
Of people that they have.
That's what their requirement is, I think it's.
If it's one for 50?
One for 50.
Well, they should have.
Yeah, that was one.
That's what I'm asking them.
That's required.
Yeah.
I mean, that's gonna be a question I've been asking them, they.
Just to make sure that this.
It's in a contract, I mean, you know, they read it.
They run a business, they should know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was nothing to be worried about, but what if, you know, you never know, you know, so. We gotta be protected.
Yeah, things like that are just basic, you have to, period, there's no discussion about it, we need security. I don't know if the chief sends anybody to watch to go look and see what's going on or no.
We send people periodically stopping.
Yeah, stop and watch.
For us to have somebody there all the time.
No, we don't want that. I'm just saying that you go and observe and say, hey, you know, something is out of line. So that we can report back to the council and say, this is not right, this is not good, we shouldn't be doing it, so that we know what's going on, yeah.
Anything else the council wants me to advise him or at least bring up as a red flag? You know, security being one of them.
Those are my two concerns, the adequate amount of security guards and then the charging for, right, I think, I mean, they're already getting.
Donation map or something.
Do they have these already pre-scheduled?
If they're successful.
No, because it's, it depends on how available they have, they can get bands. I think the next big one they're trying to do is.
The 30th is the one that they already finalized?
No, it's the 9th.
No, they're trying to, Mayor, so they can advertise, you see.
Oh, they can advertise, yeah.
Yeah, that's why they wanna know.
They wanna know in advance so they can do that, yeah.
You know, we're less than 4 weeks out now. And then with Cinco de Mayo as well, everyone celebrates it on the two weekends. The next weekend, actually, Friday is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this one will be a good turnout.
Yeah, what do you, they're doing a kids' day.
Since you were there, what do you estimate that was there?
There was a lot of people.
What do you estimate?
About 300.
Oh, okay.
And there was one security guard.
See, that's not a lot of.
That was indoors?
Yeah.
That was indoors.
Indoors.
Yeah, 300.
But that's because we got there late, Mayor. People already were.
Yeah.
Anyways, when we bring it before the council, I wanna make sure that everything is crossed T's, dot I's and everything, we shouldn't be having this big old debate over a center like this, that's my feeling, you know. If we don't wanna lend the center, let's tell the guy that the center's not available to you. If this is what the council wants to do, okay? That's how I feel about the situation. So, what do you wanna do on this two later? We got the 30th and we have the.
Just the 30th.
Oh, just the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, then we need to go ahead and make a motion as to what you want on your motion.
Was he very specific in what he had, what he's doing?
Yeah.
And it is for the children, it is for the kids.
Yeah, that's supposed to be a bigger event for them, so that's why he's planned it longer. I think he's been planning it since February for.
And that's why he wants.
That's why he picked the week before.
And from what time to what time?
It's from 3 to 10 p.m.
3 o'clock in the afternoon to 10?
Hello.
It's because it's gonna be kids' things too, yeah.
It's a kids' thing in the morning and then people, and the adults at night.
Okay.
The 30th is un domingo?
Es un domingo.
The 30th?
Yeah.
Is it a Sunday?
Yeah, that's usually the days that they like to have their festivals.
Yeah.
Festivities.
Okay. All right, council, we need a motion to go ahead, whatever we're gonna do.
I'll make a motion, go ahead and approve it for April 30th. And just making sure that they have the security that's necessary and I would like to see a donation back to the city.
I second that.
Okay, we'll ask them for a donation. Okay, we have a second, we have a motion and a second, any further discussion, anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, Pineda, Cervantes, and Garcia.
Okay, now we go to a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957B1, Public Employees Performing Evaluation, titled City Manager.